Or he would love to fight but can't.
But it should be said, you told me that the Iranians are in no way suicidal. It would be suicidal for them to completely block all oil supplies because they would be killing their own economy.
They respond to an attack. They will not start it. They will respond to an attack.
But let's come
back. It's a deterrent.
I understand what you're saying, but let's come back then to your analysis of U.S. strategy. You said they've come to realize they can't just lob missiles toward Iran. Perhaps something more subtle is going on. Perhaps they have learned some lessons from Iraq, and perhaps now the Bush administration is sending signals that the squeeze on Iran will be diplomatic. And you said, well, what could you do? Sanctions is a very clear example, and Total, the leading French oil firm, through the use of soft political power, has just withdrawn from a massive contract it could have won to develop Iran's natural gas fields.
It's South Pars, but embargoes at the end of the day don't work. I mean, the American government has come out and said, yes, we have an embargo, but we're not quite sure of the effect. But with oil at $135, $140, Iran can buy most of the stuff in the black market. And it will suffer.
We look at its economy. Its economy is tottering. It is staggering. And one large reason is because it is economically isolated.
It hasn't stopped them to date. This embargo has been on for 30 years. The Iranians truly believe that they are a superior people to the Arabs in particular and to us. They believe in empire, and it cuts across the board, liberals, conservative, religious parties. They believe they have a destiny. Now, what that means is they're willing to suffer economically for an indeterminable time. This will go on and on and on, but in the meantime, you just cannot ignore the Iranians. Why, in God's name, are we not talking to them to figure out what they want?
Well, that brings me to, and we're running short of time, brings me to the real question for you. You're not in U.S. government anymore, but if you were, and you were commissioned to write a paper to be given to the president on what to do now about Iran, what would you say?
I'd take James Baker, a negotiator knows what he's doing. I'd send him to Tehran and say, what do you want? And once we determined what they wanted, we would set up a step-by-step diplomacy. We did the same thing with China in 71 with Nixon, which, by the way, the economy couldn't have been worse after the Cultural Revolution.
And you tell me what they want is de facto control of Iraq. They want de facto control of the oil supplies coming out of the Gulf.
They want the security control of Iraq just like we want Canada and Mexico. We will not tolerate a foreign power being in Mexico or Canada. We don't control the country by proxies. It's our sphere of influence. And they want Iraq and Afghanistan, their sphere of influence.
And what even you believe they want in the long run is the security they believe will come with a nuclear weapon. And you would say, Mr. President, we have to accept it.
Yes. Who's more rational? The Sunni in Saudi Arabia who attacked the United States on 9/11, we still don't have the answers, or the Iranians who have not been involved in terrorism since 1996?
And do you think either President Obama or President McCain would give your advice the time of day?
No. They're part of the system. We're talking about an entrenched journalistic core, and it's too much of an 180-degree turn. But I base this on 30 years of having lived on the periphery, suffered from the Iranians, and watched this arc, which I hope continues. It may not continue. We may be at war with Iraq, with Iran in the next 6 months. But if the arc continues, we can eventually make a deal with Iran.
With a nuclear Iran?
Why not?
It's a gamble which most people in the Western world are simply not prepared to take.
How much do we know about Iran? We don't even talk to Iran. What have the Iranians done to us? They are keeping the peace in Iraq. The American State Department has said, thanks to the Iranians, they are quieting down the Shia. David Satterfield, who's in charge of Iraq, said this in a public statement to the Washington Post. This is coming from Bob Baer.
Final thought. You have said time and again that part of the reason that America has failed in Iraq and failed in the Middle East is because we don't understand. As an ex-intelligence guy who looks at the system now, is America any closer to understanding?
No, we're getting a bit isolated. We're in Iraq. We're living in the green zone. We don't really know what's happening in Iraq except, you know, through our troops on the ground. That's not the best intelligence source. The more the conflict continues in the Middle East, the more we withdraw into our crusader castles. And I think we should take Iran and do just the opposite and come out of our castles and go there.
Robert Baer, thank you very much for being on Hard Talk.